Hello, Roy here. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to The Roy Green Show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
The public inquiry into foreign read China election interference in this country. Michelle Juno Katsuya is with us, former CSIS chief of the Asia-Pacific unit. And following Michelle's warning of Chinese interference in this country, and we've talked about this with him, his CSIS unit was not praised, wasn't thanked, wasn't given broader responsibility. No, they were shut down. Michelle Juno Katsuya wrote the preface and the afterword for The Mosaic Effect, How the Chinese Communist Party Started a Hybrid War in America's Backyard. Welcome back, Michelle. Thank you for the time.
Oh, it was a pleasure. Thank you. Always being good to be with you.
So Justice Hoog, in her preliminary report on foreign interference, called interference, quote, a stain on our electoral process, end quote, and said it would continue unless vigorous steps are taken to counter the interference. She didn't receive all the documentation from the federal government that she should have, and she pointed to the Don Valley North riding in Toronto, where in 2019, during the nomination process for Han Dong, the Liberal candidate, for whom it is alleged busloads of students were brought in to vote for Mr. Dong. She pointed to that, and there was concern among the students, we understand, that their visas were threatened if they failed to participate. Was this standard operating procedure?
Yeah, we need to be precise that they were Chinese foreign children. They were not Canadian students. They were Chinese foreign students. And no, it's not a standard procedure yet. In that perspective, what was said over and over by Mr. Trudeau, by his staff, by other political personnel, that, busloads coming to a nomination night or during election day, it's common, it's a practice that we have, we didn't pay attention. Well, CSIS brought it to the attention of the Prime Minister, and that's one of the things that was neglected to a certain extent by the Prime Minister. Why was it neglected? Probably because it served his purpose to a certain extent to have the person he wanted in place. And this is what the inquiry needs to work on now. It needs to be a little bit more precise. When we read the report, and I read the report, it's very well written in order to not sort of try to find any guilty party, because that's not its job neither. The inquiry is not there to judge or to find somebody guilty of anything. It's to try to understand exactly what took place and to summarize what took place and what she confirms, the Justice Hoggs confirms herself, is that, yes, the integrity of the electoral system was at stake, but for in her perspective, it was not undermined. Did it have any impact on the overall election 2019-2020? She said no. Did it have impact in certain writings? She believes so, although she's not capable to come with a firm declaration on that because she doesn't have sort of hardcore evidence. That said, what we need to understand here is that the Chinese intelligence service and the Chinese government were not trying to take over the Canadian electoral system. They were just trying to sort of be able to place people into power, into the cabinet, being capable to be agent of influence eventually that would influence the decision process in this country. So it does have an impact on our electoral ecosystem, definitely. It definitely also undermines the public confidence that the people need and must have in our electoral system, and definitely affected certain community, particularly the community where the diaspora of certain countries, because not only China is under scrutiny here, but there's other countries like India and Russia. And in both cases, she found that there was evidence presented to her that, yes, indeed, those countries have been meddling with our electoral system. So at the end of the day, we're getting the information that close to 400 witnesses have been giving for the last year or so that, yes, indeed, the foreign interference is a problem in Canada, and yet we still need to see tangible action coming from this government to sort of curb and to protect us.
And I found it interesting and disturbing that during testimony of the inquiry, Mr. Trudeau and other senior liberals said they were aware of the allegations of impropriety during the nomination of Andong, but they didn't take action because they didn't feel the intelligence provided was sufficiently strong. Michelle, let me go back to when you, as the head of the Asia-Pacific Unit for CSIS, delivered your report. What, just summarize for us, please. What did your report warn would happen?
Well, we did warn because we found evidence at that time that our prime ministers, and at that period of time, we had Prime Minister Mulroney and Chrétien in power, and we had found that they had been compromised through various means, and we had evidence, we had statement, we had everything to prove what our allegations. What we were capable to prove later on in the years that followed is that every single prime minister, including Mr. Harper, Mr. Martin, were informed that there was Chinese foreign interference taking place. And they all decided to either use it for their personal gain or for their partisan gain. And that is a direct violation of the power they were invested into and the responsibility they were given to be prime minister of this country. And that is the power of foreign interference and the clandestine element that goes into play when these guys are doing it. So in our time, we had evidence. We've had demonstrated. We didn't have evidence that the embassy, the Chinese embassy, had given money back in 1995, and that was in the report of Election Canada, both to both parties, the Liberals and the Conservative. So somewhere, somehow, from an intelligence point of view, when we look at the entire last 30 years, what we are witnessing is that no parties have been immune to this foreign interference. No party have been taking it seriously, or worse, in some cases, we have evidence that they used it for their own gain. And that is what is at stake in this inquiry and this situation as we speak.
That is so deeply disturbing to hear. Do you have, and I want to talk to you about this situation with university encampments in a moment, but do you have hope, given what we've all found out in the last couple of days and what was suspected and talked about for some considerable period of time, and you and I talked for, well, we've been talking for years, do you have hope that the situation is going to fundamentally change, that it will improve? Or is it going to be same old, pretty soon? Or worse?
The challenge that we're facing collectively together is the fact that with the actions of this current government, but the previous governments as well, because the evidence is there that previous governments behaved exactly the same way, is that people have been losing trust into the institutions, losing trust into the elected officials, losing trust into the democratic system at large. So my worry is, in next election, are we going to see a drop of participation and having somebody to make a difference and to listen to what the people have to say? The great challenge that, excuse me, I apologize. The great challenge that this province has, that this country has, is the power of the lobbyist that has never been controlled properly. Currently, strangely enough, but I must praise them for that, the people who have been having the most intelligent and the most solid discourse about this foreign interference issue is the Bloc Québécois. the Bloc Québécois, who knows, will never be in power, but they are the one who has been sort of asking the right question, proposing the right things to be capable to sort of protect our system. So somewhere, somehow, I want to believe that some form of leadership must come out, either intentionally or through the pressure exercised by the embarrassment that publicly the system will receive, and they will sort of do the strict minimum, which is first to define in the law what foreign interference is about. One of the reasons why we have not seen any charges laid, and the RCMP during the public inquiry has said it, no investigation has been launched. Why? Because we do not have a frame to work with, and legally investigate or prosecute eventually.
Okay.
Two, we need a registry. We need a registry of foreign agent that will be double reporting, not only reporting one way, because we have a registry for lobbyists as we speak today. They registered, and then they go have their quiet and secret meetings with ministers or with high public servant without any problem. We need to have a double registry where we have the people who will meet with the minister that says when and what they have discussed and must report that within 10 days after the meeting, but have also the person who received the meeting, who participated to the meeting, the minister or the public servant, to report as well. So you have sort of a way to keep everybody on.
So it's what's often promised and rarely delivered, transparency. Indeed. Let's talk about what's going on in America and in Canada, and that is the student encampments. Well, they're not just students. There's a lot of activity going on. Many of them aren't students at all. But it's happening in Canada at McGill, University of Toronto, UBC, the University of Ottawa, and the University of Manitoba will be next, the Fort Garry campus, next Tuesday, I believe, is the day that was mentioned. I'm just curious whether there are foreign actors involved in this particular development. Let's ask Michelle, who has all the experience. Michelle, what's your take on that? Are other countries involved? Are they seeing an opportunity and taking it?
It's not impossible. We have not been seeing any public evidence of that. What we do know is that foreign agents have been working on the web in on both sides. And the problem is that they are capable to manipulate the mind of a lot of people. But let's look at the fact. The fact is that certain universities do have a dubious and questionable link to either organizations or companies that are in support of one side or the other, and probably more Israel because of the business component that they bring. From an intelligence point of view, the other core preoccupation that I would have is that if we dismantle the campus, the camp, you eliminate a certain pressure valve that is currently helping society to sort of deal with this issue without extremism or violence, because those campmen have not been violent so far. Okay.
In the U.S.
The annoyance.
In the U.S. And we have about 30 seconds. So, a lot of universities do have connections with China.
Yes, yes, indeed. A lot of universities
it just seemed very interesting to me.
Most questionable one.
Yeah. But your sense is, and I'm sorry to rush you, but your sense is probably not, but we don't have evidence either way.
We don't have any evidence either way. Definitely things are happening on the social media. And
okay.
Definitely there is inaction coming from the government that is sort of annoying and
okay.
Might call for extremism and radical actions if we dismantle those guys.
Michelle, thank you so much for your time. Thanks again.
Appreciate it, Chief.
If you want to hear more, subscribe to The Roy Green Show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you find your favorites. And if you like what you hear, leave us a review and tell a friend. I'm Roy Green. Have a great weekend.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.